gave you this report at Smathers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some detail. Mm-hmm. And,
well, I know that. Now, what's happened now? What do we do now? How do they keep them having a hearing?
Well, they put in the resolution. They're supposed to be agreed to put in that the committee would cooperate fully with the FBI. Mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. that'll be the basis for maybe if the committee's willing to do it, to say that they're going to quit and wait till they get their report.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Try to do. Well, no, there's two other things. One thing I probably need an answer on right quick. Ken O'Donnell called me and he said that he thought the McCloskey thing for tonight had been worked out. Now he finds out he's not, because he said that Lawrence had said he was going to have McCloskey with him. Well, now he finds he's got him with him at the head table. So maybe you know this, but it's 8 seats away from you, and he can, if that's your agreement, that's fine with Governor Lawrence, but said if it's not, he's going to call him and tell him he just can't be there. He said he just doesn't think he ought to be. And
I have no agreement. Tell Ken that I think he ought to talk to Lawrence. I told him not to let him get close to me anywhere.
Well,
he's the head table. Lawrence said he told him to put him down with him. But I guess if he's not at the head table, they'll raise more hell about it, won't they?
Well, that's what McCloskey told Lawrence, and that's what Lawrence told Ken. They've got him 8 seats away from you. They claim, Ken says that they'll not get him in the picture, but Ken does not think he ought to even be at the head table. He said Lawrence is scared to tell him that, but Ken's not scared to tell him, and that...
If I were Ken, I'd tell him it's really going to blow him up, and he ought to find some reason not to come to that dinner, or if he does come, not to be at the head table.
For his own good.
For his own good, and not Ken. Leave me out and just stay out of the papers.
All right. I think that's good.
In the light of this resolution today, it's just going to really magnify it. And he'll tell Lawrence that first, and then tell McCloskey.
All right. Now, the other thing, Ken thinks that we've just got to move on the organization in New York very quickly. And he's talked to me, and I've talked to Jim Rowe. Now, Ken's idea, and he thinks there ought to be three organizations. One, the regular state organization, which doesn't do much and doesn't have much power and doesn't have much influence. Number two, a Democratic organization, which puts you and Kennedy together. Some citizens or volunteers or something for Johnson and Kennedy. No funds to be raised, not a fundraising, but it'd be headed by the mayor, Wagner to be the chairman, and the fellow who ran for lieutenant governor, Binghamton, be upstate man, to be the vice chairman. And then Republicans and independents for people who don't want to be for Kennedy. And it'd be a fundraising organization, as well as then they would have the regular fundraising. All funds to come down here, none to be kept up there from anybody. Jim Rowe agrees with the general idea. He said it's a second exception. He was opposed to Johnson and Blatt in Pennsylvania, but he thought that was the right thing to do. He thinks maybe this is the right thing to do. But they think they ought to move on announcing them before they, too many organizations get started, and they're springing up around, and they're going to have several different headquarters, and some Kennedy headquarters have already been opened,
well,
some Johnson headquarters have already been opened.
I don't know whether we ought to have Johnson and Kennedy or not. Are we going to have Johnson and any other person running, congressman or anything?
In the districts where they have congressmen, no other one statewide.
How can I get out of a Johnson-Blatt one then?
You're in a Johnson-Blatt one that Jim Clark says you had committed to him that you would do.
I thought it was independent citizens for Johnson.
And Blatt. It's citizens, just not independent citizens for Johnson and Blatt. Then they're going to have Pennsylvania. They're also going to have a Republicans and independents for Johnson. Those people for Scott.
I don't know anything about it. You'll have to get all of our best people together and decide it.
All right, sir.
I think you'll probably get screwed if you're not awfully careful.
Well, I think we're going to, if we don't make this firm rule, that they're not fundraising organizations, they're just political organizations. And so we get the funds channeled.
Now, just tell Senator Hayden, I haven't got an appointment with them at all. I've got this press conference I've been trying to get all day long. So don't give me that. That just makes me furious. Can't do a damn thing about it. Irritated.
Walter, I just can't decide. You all have to decide the best you can, please. I never heard of Blatt with Clark. Clark didn't want to work. The regular organization wanted to be my leader and the independent citizens. I never heard of Blatt. It never was mentioned to me.
Well, he just... just told us a story that he told Jim Rowe in a meeting that that you had agreed some time ago that it would be citizens for Johnson and Blatt. But Rowe's for it. He's not unhappy about it. He thinks probably it's right. All right, sir.